really take this part seriously. Yeah. Getting into character, practicing how you get him to open up, and what it means to listen.
A South Coast school is part of a nationwide pilot program aimed at improving the mental health literacy of high school students.
Especially being a high schooler, it's definitely something that's unspoken, but I think it's a great program to have because it's bringing to light an issue that people aren't comfortable with talking about.
Luke Williams is a junior at Santa Barbara's Bishop Diego High School and is in the program. Bishop Diego is one of 40 high schools across the country taking part in the project, which is funded in part by Lady Gaga's Born This Way Foundation.
The Mental Wellness Center has partnered with Family Service Agency and the Youth Well Coalition to embark on spreading this mental health movement through Santa Barbara County. There's an adult version of mental health first aid, a youth version that's for adults that work with youth, and now there's a brand new pilot teen version. And our pilot version of the teen program has been adopted here at Bishop Diego High School.
Anne Marie Cameron is CEO of the Mental Wellness Center. It's brought cutting-edge mental health education programs to many Central and South Coast schools.
The youth version teaches adults to be aware of the signs and symptoms of mental illness, how to support someone who's struggling, and the teen version helps people who see it in themselves or their peers seek out a trusted adult, perhaps a parent, perhaps a teacher, to talk about what they're seeing. The teen mental health first aid program does not encourage students to solve each other's problems. It helps people seek out a trusted adult to help someone get help.
Raya Carpenter is Director of Counseling and Student Services at Bishop Diego High School. She talks about why they thought it was important to bring the effort to the school.
This is a movement. This is happening across the country. And I'm excited to be part of that movement. It's reducing the stigma for people to talk about it, to admit to challenges. People are perfectly comfortable saying, you know, I have a fever, I have a virus, but they're really, really hesitant to share, you know, I have anxiety, I have depression.
Bishop Diego math teacher Megan Harris says she thinks it's important for teens to learn more about mental health issues because they touch so many people.
They threw a lot of statistics at us. The numbers were staggering to the point that, you know, there's probably someone sitting in your classroom that is struggling with some sort of mental health challenge. If not them, then someone very close to them.
We're all going to have challenges that we face in our lifetime, but having supports around us, having family, having friends, having the tools, knowing that if we struggle with a mental health challenge, it's a piece of us, it's not all of us, it doesn't define who we are. Jane has bipolar, or Jane is bipolar? Jane has bipolar.
Rachel Steidel conducts the program, which includes the school's entire 10th, 11th, and 12th grade classes.
One of our goals is to make them feel comfortable with approaching somebody. Make sure that they know that it's not all on them to figure it out. A couple of the basic things are the importance of getting help early, connecting with a trusted adult, and that they're not there to fix it or be the therapist. But they are learning what it means to listen, to step into it, what it means to be an upstander, and feel comfortable being able to ask a student if they're doing okay.
Anne Marie Cameron with Santa Barbara's Mental Wellness Center.
They're so much more likely to talk to their friends before they're willing to talk to an adult about what they're experiencing or what they're seeing. So they have the awareness. They haven't had the literacy or the tools to know what to do when they see these things happening. And I think the most important thing is that we as a culture underestimate the very act of being a good listener. Many times in mental health, the most valuable thing you can do is sincerely listen and without judgment, help people get help.
Those involved with this pilot program say they're hoping that this becomes the standard for schools across the country. They say it will give teens information they will carry with them for the rest of their lives and the tools to recognize when somebody needs help and to connect those in need to it. In Santa Barbara, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.